Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. My agenda for today will be Labor Day and tough times. I want to begin by saying how much respect I have for the hard-working men and women that labor in the trenches day in and day out. And I'm not talking about big corporation executives, not talking about Wall Street traders, not talking about political bigwigs or university professors. I want to honor the carpenter, the plumber, the factory worker, the farmer growing the food, rancher caring for his cattle, and the workers in the processing plants. I don't think they get the appreciation they deserve. And without the everyday workers, where would we be? Here are some words of a song sung by George Jones that I think it says it all. 12 long months each year, my life stays the same, making my honest dollar in the sun, snow, and rain. No, you don't see my family on the starvation plan, for I'm a small-time laboring man. Where's my guitar? Anyway, thank you and happy Labor Day. And now for a little bit about the situation today. Harvest is almost upon us. It's hard to just think about bringing in the crops with the farm economy suffering one of the worst declines in years. It's not just corn, which seems like yesterday it was $7 a bushel, and now we're looking at $3 per bushel. In the last year, milk is down, cheese is down 40%, USDA just bought $20 million worth of cheese to support the market, hogs are down, cattle down, soybeans down, fruits and vegetables just hanging in there. The farmers that I talk to expect 2016 to be one of the toughest years that they have experienced in a long time. And they're not optimistic about 2017 either. If you look up the food chain, these depressing farm prices are positive for the consumer. Groceries are a bargain today. We're all enjoying less expensive energy, too. And as we begin to price fall fertilizer, we're looking at lower prices. Will seed costs come down also? These are hard times, also for implement dealers. Farmers probably won't be buying very many tractors this year. When we pull a combine into the field and begin stripping off those ears, we will have a lot on our mind beyond the harvest. And one thought that comes to my mind is that we have been through these ups and downs many times. We just have to hang in there. Low prices always bring high prices, but it's painful. And until next week, I am John Block from Washington.